Welcome to Ramblings from a Loft, a podcast without a theme, recorded in my loft. Long live the King! Let's hope his cancer treatment works. Welcome to the latest Ramblings from a Loft. The King has had his coronation. Poor bloke has only had to wait 70-odd years to become the king. One of the strange things watching the procession was the fact that his son followed him down the aisle in the abbey, and his grandson was one of the pages. I hope William was taking notes, as the next coronation will probably be his, and he will be followed by his son George. George, if and when he becomes the king, would have then been involved in three coronations. Funny as, I obviously wrote this just after it happened, and it's taken me nigh on a year to upload it. The King, bless him, having waited all that time, is now undergoing treatment for cancer, so he can't be out and about being king. The Queen has to do it for him. Let's hope that he and the Princess of Wales get through it. Went to start a new paragraph with the phrase went to, and realised that I seem to start a lot of my paragraphs with that phrase. My daughter, who is into all things to do with books, she worked as a bookseller in a bookshop and now works for a well-known publisher, told me one evening that she had just booked a ticket for a dramatic book reading at the South Bank in London. Then came back and added, "Would you like to go? I could book you a ticket." It was featuring the actors Toby Jones and Ruth Wilson, as well as the author of the book which they were reading. She booked me a ticket and we went. The book is called Shy by Max Porter. Of course, my daughter has a copy and has read other books of his. There was lots of moody lighting, smoke machines, and even a DJ giving the whole thing a soundtrack. And yes, it was an abridged version, otherwise we would have been there all night, not just a couple of hours. Then, if you wanted, you could buy a copy of the book and queue up and get it signed. Yes, we queued up to get her copy signed. We spotted Robert Peston, the political commentator, in the foyer afterwards. He didn't get his copy signed. For my 60th birthday last year, my colleagues at work bought me a signed Tranmere Rovers shirt. Absolutely blown away by this. Never expected anything from them. Never done birthday presents at work before, let alone something as awesome as that. Well, I finally managed to get a frame, mount it, stick a list of the names on the back, and now it is framed and ready to be hung on the wall. It seems to have started a trend, as now, when others at work have significant birthdays, they are also getting football shirts of their favourite teams, but generally with their name and age on. But thanks, everyone. While I was out at the Rollwright Stones, thankfully no one came and set fire to my shed. Twist on the lyrics of 24-Hour Garage People, a track on the album Trouble Over Bridgewater by Half Man Half Biscuit. On our way to our recent weekend away in the Cotswolds, staying in an old converted chapel, our journey took us past the Rollwright Stones. This is an ancient set of standing stones on the border of Oxfordshire and Warwickshire, consisting of a large singular stone known as the King Stone, which is on one side of the lane. On the other side is a circle of smaller stones known as the King's Men. And then, adjacent to another area of woodland, approximately 400 metres away, are the Whispering Knights. Believed to be the oldest of the three, they are a group of four standing stones in a huddle and are thought to be the entrance of a burial chamber. These monuments are Neolithic or Early Bronze Age, which means that they have been there for thousands rather than hundreds of years, and are made from local stones. There are 77 king's men in the circle, which is just over 30 metres in diameter. The king's stone, which is a short distance away, is a bit of an anomaly. Nobody is quite sure of its age or why it is there. I must say that I noticed a few other quite large stones nearby, just laying on the surface, and wondered if they had at some time had something to do with it. It was quite a popular place. There were more than a dozen cars parked in the busy lane, and a number of folk wandering around. Me, I was only there because of the line from the song. Later in the week, I almost went to visit the Stiper Stones. But that's another song, and another day, and a whole lot of walking. And there was me thinking that the Rollright Stones were a Rolling Stones tribute band. That said, I moved a couple up to Heswall on the Wirral a few weeks back, and he had a massive Rolling Stones vinyl collection. Box sets, bootlegs, rare recordings, the lot. When I told him I'd been to see the Rollright Stones, he naturally assumed that they were a tribute band, and then went into this tirade about tribute bands and how he thought that they were criminal and should be done for fraud. He then regaled a story about how he'd been taken by friends for his birthday to see Pink Floyd and got there only to discover that it was Think Floyd, a tribute version. Last Christmas... No, don't start singing it. And by the time I've posted this, it is the Christmas before last. But that wouldn't have sounded right. I was given a new indoor aerial for my TV that I have up in the loft. With the previous one, it didn't really matter how I adjusted it and retuned. I still never got more than about 15 or 20 channels. Now I get as many, if not more, than the main TV in the living room. That's maybe one of the reasons that I've not written anything in a long, long time. I now come up to the loft with my dinner and turn on the television as opposed to sitting and writing stuff. Talking of last Christmas, there's a thing called Whamageddon, which is trying to avoid hearing the song Last Christmas by Wham for as long as you can during December. When you hear it, you're out. Well, we went round to friends for Christmas breakfast, a thing that we've done for many years. A whole bunch of us meet up for a breakfast on a Saturday morning. Everyone brings something. We usually take bread for toast, a toaster, and fruit juice. Our host put her Christmas playlist on whilst we were eating. Third song, Last Christmas. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope you'll join me again soon for more Ramblings from Aloft.